The rumbling increased, and seconds later the headlights of an ancient truck came around the curve, briefly flashing into Ben's face before swerving into the landscaping business directly across the street. A few weeks ago, Ben had noticed that the shop, after being abandoned for several months, was turning operational again. He had noticed new paint, repaired shutters, a clean sweep of the cluttered gravel lot. Truckloads of mulch and plants had been delivered and arranged into neat rows. Ben watched the old battered truck come to a jarring halt with grinding gears and a spattering of the loose rock and dirt. The headlights died, followed by a slamming door. He stared through the darkness, strangely alert. Inside Ben's bar, someone started the jukebox, and the rousing tune of Bad to the Bone emerged. The bass was low and thrumming, reverberating in his chest, in his head. That's when Ben saw her. She came out of the shadows and started across the street toward him. Spellbound, Ben watched as fog seemed to part around her, giving her an ethereal appearance. Somehow her steps, slow and rhythmic, matched the beat of the music and the beat of his heart. The reflection of a street lamp glinted off her reddish-brown hair. It was tied into a high ponytail that might have been neat at one point during the day, but now straggled loose and sloppy around her face. A fringe of bangs, stringy with sweat, hung half in her eyes. She wore a dusty white sleeveless shirt under a pair of coverall shorts with unraveled hems and a pair of brown lace-up work boots over rolled gray socks. Ben wouldn't call it feminine attire, but maybe fetish attire? Whatever. She sure got his attention. He couldn't help but wonder what kind of panties a woman wore under a get-up like that. Despite being midnight and hotter than Hades, her stride was long and sure and fluid, matching that provocative music, Bad to the Bone. She had the walk of a satisfied woman, and it turned Ben on. He'd always found confidence to be very sexy. Because he stood in the shadows, she didn't notice him until the last moment, when she was a mere 3 feet away. Their eyes met, their gazes caught and held. She faltered, then slowly, intently surveyed him. Her lips parted in surprise. Ben didn't move, didn't alter his relaxed pose against the building, but inside, interest roiled, kicked up his heartbeat and sent his senses and his equipment on full alert. Knowing he looked too enthralled, Ben managed a more casual nod. At his acknowledgement, the woman inched closer. But now her every step seemed weighted with caution and curiosity, as if she didn't want to look at him, but couldn't quite help herself. When she was directly in front of Ben, her wide, lush mouth tilted and her eyes smiled. She shook her head, as if bemused, or disbelieving. "You ought to be illegal." Her laughing comment, low and throaty, broke the spell. "It's a good thing I have a stout heart." With that strange yet provocative remark, she strode on past and into the building. A little amazed at his aberrant reaction, Ben realized he hadn't said a single word, hadn't taken advantage of the situation or her comment, hadn't even introduced himself. He turned to view the back of her and his interest expanded. Her ass looked great in the coveralls, soft and cuddly and rounded just right. A nice handful. Her legs were strong, shapely with smooth muscles, lightly tanned. The rousing music faded away, but the scent of heated woman touched by the damp outdoors remained. Ben grinned in acute anticipation. Oh yeah, this was what he'd been looking for. She was what he'd been looking for. The chase was on. Feeling like a bull in a rut, he trailed into the bar after her. Impatiently, he waited while she looked around, located a booth at the back of the room and headed in that direction. With one nod, Ben let the waitress know he'd take care of this particular customer. He followed along, and when she slid into the bench seat, Ben propped his hip on the table. He tried for a nonchalant smile of welcome, but he knew his eyes were glittering, that his smile was more wolfish than not. He couldn't help that. He hadn't felt this sexually alert in a long time. "Hi." She glanced up, saw it was him, and pinched off her automatic smile in an effort to